Shalom to all. Today's office is Shai Meister Shani Daf Nun Ches, and we are starting right at the top of the Amud with a quote from the Mishnah, Loy Lekach Numenu Arn V'Techuichin, and Vilzer's Daf. It's near the end of Lam Beis Amud Beis, and today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Maris Merim Sarah Batsu Yaakov Maisha Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. So we have this quote from the Mishnah, and now we're gonna have a slightly different understanding than the way we understood previously. The Gemara asked me, "Minayin Shu Ivar Basay? How do we know that if a person uses Meister Shani oil and anoints himself with it outside of Yerushalayim that he's Ivar Nasay?" So Blazer says, "B'shem Rav Simai, the pasuk by Vidu Meister says, 'V'loy Nasati Menu L'Meis. I didn't use it for a mace.' Now, Manan Kaiman, what's this referring to? If you want to say the person's expressing, I didn't use Meister Shani to buy a coffin or burial shrouds for a mace. Well, that can be because Darashu Asr Lachai, Lachaihu Asr, like Kol Shekin Lamace. This is something that's Asr even for a live person. And if it's Asr for a live person, of course it's Asr for a dead one. What does that mean it's Asr for a live person? Well, we know that Meister Shani is only had to be used for food purposes, and not for clothing or closets, which is like a coffin and burial shrouds. So if we're not allowed to use Meister Shani for this purpose, for someone who's alive, of course not for somebody who's dead. Therefore, what's the person saying? Ella must be. What's something that's permitted for a person who's alive, but usher for somebody who's dead? That's referring to anointing oneself. Namely, one's not allowed to use Meister Shani oil to anoint a person who's not alive. And by that same token, he's also not allowed to use it outside Yerushalayim. We continue explaining the pasuk said, and Rav Huna Bar Acha says, "B'shem Rav Alexandra, come and see how great the koyach of doing a mitzvah is." Anytime the pasuk says the word hashkafa or hashkifa, that's cursed. For example, vayashkifu al pnei sedayim, and we know what happened to sedayim afterwards, or vayashkef al machne mitzrayim. And so we usually would not like the word hashkifa to be used. But vezeb lashon bracha, this word over here by bir maestres, tells us all about bracha. So we see that when a person distributes his maestro properly, he can turn this word hashkifa from bad to good. And our Rabbi Yisrael Chanini tells us, not only that, el shakasav bay hayoyim hazeh. We also have the words hayoyim hazeh written regarding this, and tanoi yoyma, that's like a tanai, a stipulation or a condition in the day, namely that when a person distributes his maestros properly, he brings bracha to the world. In a review of Mpazi Pasach Ba, review of Mpazi used to open up a discussion of Bir Maestris with the following Pasach, Aviv Gevuras Hashem Aleikim. I'm going to come with Gevuras with strength, Hashem Aleikim. And Ksiv, another Pasach says, Eilu Shnei Bnei HaYitzar Ha'oimdim Al Adon Kala Aretz. These are the two sons of HaYitzar that were made on the Adon Kala Aretz. Now Rabbevo Rabbevo says, Espagon Rabbiachan Rabshim Ben Lakish. Rabbiachan Rabshim Lakish argue how to understand these Pesachim. Chah number one of them says, Eilu Shein Bain Betroin Lefnei Kosh Baruch Hu. These two Pesachim are talking about people who are coming with complaints or grievances against Hashem. The lashon of Ave Begvurais is coming with strength or complaints against Hashem, and by the same token in the next pasuk, Al Adon Kol Aretz, it's kilu like they're coming against Hashem. Whereas B'charna Amar, the other one says, Elu Shein Bain Mikayach HaMitzvahs U'Maisim Toivim L'Fnei Kosh Baruch Hu. These are people who are coming with the kayach of the mitzvahs and good deeds in front of Hashem. And a story, Rav Havlei Kiton, Rav had flax, v'lakas, and it got ruined, it either got wormy or full of moths, and Shaul R'Bchi Ruba, he asked R'Bchi Ruba, Mahu, am I allowed to do the following? Mechas Tzipor, Shech the bird, U'magbala Adame, B'zara Kiton, and mix his blood with the flaxseed, and the smell of the blood is going to get rid of all the worms or the bugs. And the reason why he's asking this question is because we know that when a bird is shechted, it needs kisu adam. But over here, it can't do kisu adam because he's using the blood to mix it in with the flaxseed. So Amar Rechi Ruba told him, nevela. You should make it a nevela, which means don't shecht it, and then it's not going to be chayvin kisu adam. Ask Amar Volamalei Amalei Trefa. Why didn't he say to make it a trefa and then shecht it? And the answer is, begin to Rav Meir, because like Rav Meir, and Rav Meir Amar, Rav Meir says, trefa chayavas bekisui, that a bird that's a trefa is chayvin kisu adam, even though you can't eat it, there's still a chiv of kisu adam. Ask Gemara, hold on 1 second. Like in Amar of Ami, Mishum Rav Shem and Lakish, didn't Rav Ami say in the name of Rish Lakish, Misha Olam and Agayla, when they came up from the Gaila from the diaspora, Loi Lakas Pishton, Veloi Hechmetz Yayin, then none of their flax ever got ruined, and their wine never turned to vinegar, Venasu Yinem, Bishchos Rav Chia Gadol Ubana Virav, and they focused their eyes, meaning they realized that it was because of the schos of Rav Chia Gadol, his sons, and Rav. The Rav's flax got ruined, and the other reason why people's flax did not get ruined was because of Rav. The Gemara answers, Kadot, it's like the following Pasuk, Shimu Elia Biri Lev, Harachaikim et tzedakah, listen to me, strong ones of the heart, ones who are far from tzedakah. And Ravo Amar, Ravo says, it's Pagan Rabbi Yechon Shimon Lakish, Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish argue about this pasuk. Chah number one says, what's the understanding? Shekol ba'elim ba'im et tzedakah. All the people in the world, they come with tzedakah, meaning the reason why they get their parnasa, their food from Hashem, is because of pure tzedakah and they don't really deserve it. The Elu, but these great people we just mentioned, ba'im b'zraya, they come with zraya, in other words, they come with the strength and their own kayach, and that's the reason why they're nizayin, why they get their parnasa. And Mechayin Amar, the other one says, understanding is, Shekol toiv all the goodness and the consolation that comes to the world, b'schusan, is because of their schus, v'hein einen mehen klom, and they don't derive any benefit from them. And one more thing about this, nochas amabez on top, kigan marzutra, this is just like marzutra, the matzli acharonin, he davens for others, umasani, and he's answered, v'hal nafshei lo misani, and when he davens for himself, he's not answered. In other words, it makes sense that other people are protected in the schus over Chia Gadol, his sons, and Rav, but they themselves aren't protected because of their own schus. And continue explaining the Mishnah, Rav Meir Eimer, afle kahanim v'chulu, Rav Meir says that even Kaihan Malavim are not able to say Vidoy Maestres because they don't own land in Eretz Yisrael. So Talmud explains, Tani, we have a Braisa, L'machlekes Nitnu Divrei Rabbi Yossi, that's a proper Girsa. Rabbi Yossi holds that all the Arei Halavim were distributed to them for Machlekes, which means Chalukah. It was theirs like a regular Nachal in Eretz Yisrael, just like all the other Shvatim got. Even though they didn't get a solid portion, they just got cities scattered all over the place, it's still considered to be theirs, it's a proper Nachla. Now, Rav Meir Omer, that's a proper Girsa, L'beis Dira Nitnu, it was simply given for them to live. These Arei Halavim that were scattered throughout Eretz Yisrael were just meant for the Levim and Kohanim to live in, but it doesn't belong to them like a Nachla. And so we see Rav Meir's Lashitasai, because Rav Meir holds that Kohanim and Levim are not able to save Yidu Masters because they don't own a portion in Eretz Yisrael. And we further clarify, Asur Rav Yehuda Kribyesi, Rav Meir Kedaite, Rav Yehuda is just a Kribyesi, and Rav Meir's Lashitasai, Detanini, because we have a Mishnah, and this talks about someone who killed B'shayeg. We know that he has to run to one of the Arei Miklat, and besides for the six main Arei Miklat, actually all of the cities of Levim functioned as Arei Miklat as well. And what does the Mishnah tell us? Malis Hayuschar Levim, Divrei Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says when a person who killed accidentally runs to one of the cities of Levim, he has to pay the Levim for living in one of the houses. And Rav Meir, Amir Meir says, he didn't have to pay them. And clearly Rav Yehuda's like Rav Yehuda and Rav Meir's Lashitasai. Rav Yehuda holds that these cities belong to Levim, it's like a regular Nachla, and therefore when the fellow who killed B'shayeg is living there, he has to pay them because it's their homes. Whereas Rav Meir holds that it's not a Nachla, the Levim and Kohanim are allowed to live there, but now this fellow who killed B'shayeg comes to live there, he can do so for free and he doesn't have to pay them. And to explain the Mishnah, we had said, Yechin Kohen Gadol, Hevir Adayas HaMaiser, Yechin Kohen Gadol was Mevatal, this whole idea of saying Vidui Maiser. Rav Yirmiya quotes from Chiyah B'Shem, Rav Shem Lakish, Masnisa, Mishenechshdu Liyos Nois HaMaiser LeKahuna. Our Mishnah, meaning this member of Yechin Kohen Gadol, is talking from the time when people were suspected of giving Maiser Rishain to a Kayin, and therefore you can't say the Vidui Maiser of Vigam Nisatu Levi because people were suspected of giving it to Kayin and not a Levi. And now that we have this member from Rish Lakish, the Gemara tells us, Hadam Isayel Rav Yechin Machado, Pliga Alay Bachado. This is a riot to one thing, Rav Yechinon, and an argument of a different thing, Rav Yechinon. In other words, we're going to have two members from Rav Yechinon that contradict each other, and one of them is going to be like this member of Rish Lakish, and one of them is not going to be like it. And we continue explaining this. Pliga Alay, the following thing is not like this member. The Taninon we have Mishnah tells us, Vachim Bas Kayin Lelevi, Loi Taycha Betruma, Veloi Bemeiser. A Bas Kayin who gets engaged, Me'uresas, to a Levi, she's not allowed to eat Truma, and she's not allowed to be given Meiser. Anyone's allowed to eat Meiser, even Yisrael. It just means she's not allowed to be handed Meiser. And why is this? So Nicha Betruma Loi Taychal. We understand that she's not allowed to eat Truma because since she's Me'uresas to a Levi, she's already not considered to be a Bas Kayin to the extent that she could eat Truma. But Meiser, Manavshach, in regards to giving her Meiser, either which way we should be allowed to give it to her. Kaihanes he, Taychal, Leviahi, Taychal. If you want to say that she's still considered a Kaihanes, so she should be allowed to eat, meaning we should be allowed to give her Meiser Rishon. And if you want to say that she's like a Leviah because she's engaged to the Levi, so she should be allowed to eat because of that. As Rav Elo says, B'Shem Rabbi Yechonon, Kemanda Amar, Ein Noisin Meiser LeKahuna. This mission is according to the Manda Amar that we're not allowed to give Meiser Rishon to a Kayin, and that would be the reason why she would not be allowed to receive Meiser Rishon. Now, since Rabbi Elo just quoted Rabbi Yechonon saying that this mission is according to that Manda Amar, that's Mashma, that Hava Hu Amar, that Rabbi Yechonon himself says, Noisin Meiser LeKahuna, that one could give Meiser to a Kayin. And so this is clearly the Memra that's not like Rish Lakish. However, Misayele, the following Memra, is like Rish Lakish, do Amar Kul on the Shevach, because he holds that all of them are L'Shevach, meaning all these things in the Mishnah that we mentioned that Yechonon Kohen Gadol instituted, Rabbi Yechonon says all of them were L'Shevach, all of them are for the good. And it must be that Rabbi Yechonon agrees to Rish Lakish that the reason why Yechonon Kohen Gadol was Mevatal Haidayas HaMaiser is because people were suspected of giving it to a Kayin. Clearly we see that Rabbi Yechonon holds that you're not allowed to give Maiser Rishon to a Kayin. And so once again, this is the Memra of Rabbi Yechonon, which is like Rish Lakish. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow explaining all the different things that Yechonon Kohen Gadol established in our Mishnah and the reasons behind them. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.